We're wrapping up the season here on this Monday afternoon with the head coaches at Grundy R5 and at North Mercer, all in districts last week. They all they made some noise in districts, just couldn't get all the way to that first place trophy, get themselves into the state playoffs. But when we do look at Grundy and Coach Wells, I know that the loss to Green City on Wednesday night, wasn't all that close, and I know the Gophers had a lot to do with that. They seem like they're peaking at the right time of the year. But from a big perspective, it looked like you guys were playing your best at the right time of the year as well.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. We played some really good basketball down toward the end of the year, and that loss to Grundy stung quite a bit. But you know what? We played really hard, and the kids gave it everything they had. They just caused us to have some problems.
Yeah, they're really good, and I know sometimes you're in a program that's good, and you get overshadowed by a program that's better, which probably their boys do with their girls being unbeaten and ranked number two. But with the Green City boys, it all starts with Fields, but it's not all about Fields. They have a really nice balanced team, and they're just tough to stop.
Yeah, they're really balanced inside, outside. Great quickness, great anticipation, good defensive ball club. They've got a nice blend going right now.
When we look at a 4-5 matchup, which is what we talked about on the show last week, Coach, where you look at it and say, I think we can win, but we're going to have to play well, and you really came out and played well against Brashear.
Yeah, I told the kids, I said, we beat them earlier, but I said, at this time of the year, you can't go into a district game thinking that you're not going to get the other team's best shot. You can't go in there and hope that they don't play well. You got to go in there and you got to be ready to play as best you can, because you got to understand that everybody's season is on the line. You're going to get their best shot.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about that Trenton Hamilton game, which is just a classic on the girls' side on Saturday. And then that's what you get. I thought that's what the Trenton girls kind of got from Hamilton, is that they had beaten Hamilton three times, but this time when they saw them, they saw a different Hamilton because the season's on the line.
Yeah, that's true, and you know what? You play a team four times, and I know Trenton had beat them three times, but each time when you lose, if you're the losing team, you get to make the adjustments for the upcoming game. The team that wins really doesn't get to make a whole lot of adjustments.
Now, let's get back to talking about your ball team, Coach. I know you're fairly young this year. We talked about just kind of growing in confidence and maturity as the season goes on. How many seniors do you lose?
We lose four seniors off our club, with two of them that started and two of them that were reserved. Our two starters were Bryson Gann and John Stimson.
So, and those are certainly names that I saw more than once on the text that you'd send me after your games, Coach. So, it sounds like you have kind of a mixed bag where it's going to be hard to replace those guys, but you have a good group coming back as well.
Well, every year that you lose people and you have kids that graduate and move on, you have people that come in, and you never replace anybody. You're an entirely different team the next year. You just kind of got to sit back and see what you're going to be able to do well, and go from there.
I always go back to you. You're absolutely right, because I think we fall into the trap of saying, well, this person has to be replaced and that person has to be replaced. And I go back to the line that Gene Hackman had in Hoosiers at the beginning, where he gets the old Huskers into the gym and he says, well, let's see what hand I've been dealt. And that's kind of what it is the first day of practice, isn't it?
It exactly is. I mean, you've got a pretty good idea after all your summer workouts and shootouts what you've got. But until you get them on the practice floor in November, all you have is just a real good idea. And that can change in a few days or a week. Or, it used to be, I've always said, you really don't know what type of team you got until after you play three games, because that will pretty much set what type of players you've got, what they can do, what you need to be doing to be successful.
What do you have coming up in the, especially at the Class 1 level? You look at this point, and sometimes you got a couple eighth graders that are going to be factors play at freshman. Every once in a while, you'll get that kid who's just so good that he's going to be a factor as a freshman. Anybody come to mind in those middle school grades right now over at Gulf Coach?
Oh, we've got a young man that was a freshman this year that played junior high basketball, and he came up and we had two freshmen that played junior high basketball, and they came up and finished the season with us. So we've got a good look at both of those two. We've got a young man who chose not to play after his junior. He's a freshman. He chose not to play after his junior high season. We're going to give him a good long look. But we've got some options coming up, and I think we've got one young man that may be coming in from Laredo to go to school at R5. So we're going to give him a good look and everything. And we'll kind of put things together and see, you know, we're not going to change a whole lot. We'll probably change, you know, maybe the pace of the game or a few other things. And this is all just dependent upon, you know, how quickly everybody picks up on some stuff.
I know that you lose Bryson, as you said, but Caden Ganyev coming back, and he continued to produce more and more. I could tell by just looking at his numbers, Coach. He got a lot better as the season went on.
Yeah, Caden was a real good surprise for us. If you'd have told me going into the first game of the year that he was going to end up being our second leading scorer, I would have really, you know, looked at you with some open eyes about that. I didn't see that one coming on. But he really played well for us. You know, we returned Wayne Baxter. He was our main ball handler, and he led us in steals and assists this year. And he came very, very close, you know, just a couple, 3 or 4 points away from averaging double figures this year for himself. So we're going to have a good mix of kids coming back. And we've got two inside post players. One was a freshman, one was a sophomore. And I saw a lot of growth in those kids, and Cooper Lewis and Tanner Williams, and I saw a lot of growth in them. And we have another young man coming back that'll be a junior next year too, and Robert Urich, and we're hoping for some good things from him too.
Usually when you talk about improving over the offseason, it starts with defense. And I know even if there's things that you have to work on timing-wise and offensively, and those things do get worked on, if you're going to be really good, it starts on that defensive end. So that's usually, even with the really good teams, goal number one is to get better on that end of the floor, right, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to play good defense to keep yourself in the ball game. So now, as I told our kids all year long, I said, you go into somebody else's gym or you even play in our gym. I said, not every night are you going to shoot the lights out and you're going to be a good offensive team. But defense travels, and if you play good defense, you can keep yourself in a lot of ball games and give yourself that opportunity to win. So you're right on that respect. You've really got to hunker down and guard really hard.
I say all the time, you know, as painful as it is when you get that loss, it ends your season. I think it makes you look better, and usually the team is somebody that you lose to from the area. So I think you guys will certainly be rooting for Green City down at Chillicothe tomorrow night, and it sounds like they're boys. They got a chance to maybe make a run towards Springfield this week.
Yeah, we'll just have to kind of wait and see how they do down there. They got an awful good ball club. I think a lot of it will just be dependent upon two teams going into two unfamiliar gyms. Which one gets in there and gets going quicker? Who may be a little bit nervous and who isn't to start the ball game with? And you know, there's a lot of factors involved in that. But typically at this time of year, you usually see your best teams winning in advance.
Yes, yeah, so they're playing Slater on Tuesday. It was kind of a Cinderella because I know Meadville got knocked off in Slater's district, so that kind of opened up the door for them. What I know about Slater is that Joe Klein went there in the 70s, and he was really good there. I don't know anything about Slater this year. Do you know much about him, Coach?
Not a whole lot. I know a little bit about Joe Klein. He was a freshman when I was a sophomore in high school, and he didn't play varsity basketball, but I do remember him being a big guy on playing against our JV. But you know, Slater used to always play a really good schedule. I don't know how many times they played the Glasgows and the Fayettes and the Harrisburgs like they used to anymore, but they used to have a really good strong program down there. I really don't know what it's like now, but you know, Meadville got knocked off, I believe, by Northwestern. Mm-hmm. And Northwestern is a really good basketball team. Now I really don't know if Slater beat Northwestern, but if they did, I think that gives you a pretty good idea that Slater's got a good ball club.
Hey, saying, you know, sometimes I saw Slater's record, I think it's maybe two or three games above 500, so it's not the best record in the world. But you know what? Sometimes you just put things together right time of year, and then certainly you can say that for Slater. If you put things together right time of year, you can go a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's the goal of a lot of coaches, is to try to start off the year and build toward the end to where you're playing your best basketball in February, late January into February, because that's when you usually play a lot of your conference games. You get a tournament in, and you're going into the district. It's very difficult to have a team that starts off very well and try to keep them up at a high championship level all year long. And sometimes when you do that, you know, it just doesn't work out for you. I've seen that happen a lot of times with some of my friends' teams from Southeast Missouri. They just couldn't sustain that type of intensity and that type of championship caliber play that they were in it just didn't work out for him.
Now, I can say this for the Green Cities and Slaters of the world, too, and I don't know who they'd necessarily play if they make it to the quarterfinals on Saturday, but since it's in Northeast Missouri, it does help that that big old juggernaut over there at North Andrew, you don't have to see them until Springfield because North Andrew's really good.
Yeah. North Andrew's got an outstanding group of athletes coming through right now. Worth County does also. I think that's going to be a dandy battle over in that area. So, once you get to this time of year, it just gets tougher than nails.
Oh yeah, and tomorrow for Class One fans, and I know the Grundy fans, and I feel you because I'd love for the Trenton Lady Bulldogs to be in there too. They would love to be in the playoffs, but not everybody can go. That's what makes it special. There's four games tomorrow at Civic Arena. You got Green City girls and boys are playing tomorrow down at Chillicothe High School. Coach, I've enjoyed talking just basketball in general and about your team over at Grundy RFI throughout the winter months. Have a great spring, and we'll catch up with you again next year.
Thank you, Tom. And I just want, before we get off here, I just want to say thank you to all the people who sponsored our show this year. I really enjoyed sharing some of the insights of our program with them.